pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayera. Pasuk says, "After the Akedas Yitzchak." Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avraham Sheinis min Hashemayim. Vayoyim mebi nishbati de'um Hashem. Kiyana shasisa sadav azeh. V'loi chasach des bin chasichidecha. Kivarecha vorecha. V'harba arba ezacha kichoich v'ashemayim. V'chachoy lasha al svas hayom. V'yir avzarecha eish arayom. The Pasuk says that in return for Avraham Avinu being Moisa Nefesh, the Oymid and the Sayin of the Akeda, so the Malach was Matiach in B'Shem Hashem, Kivarech Avarechecha, a double Lashon, a Kefal here in the Lashon, V'harba Arba, again a Kefal Lashon, Zakrashi, Kivarech Avarechecha, Achas La'av, Achas La'ben. It says one time for Avraham, a bracha to Avraham Avinu, and one time for Yitzchak. Harba Arba, Achas La'av, Achas La'ben. Nochamol, Harba Arba is also Achas La'av, Achas La'ben. They were both in their own way, obviously, played a role here in the Nisayin Arkeda, in the Amidah of Nisayin. So in the Haftocha states, both on the Av and the Ben, Harba Arba, Ezach, Kechoich Ve'ashamayim, V'chachol Asha Asfas Hayom. And then the pasuk ends, V'yidash Zaracho Eish Shar Oiva. Posh pshat. I would like to know what's the pshat v'yidash zaracha eishad oivav. What is that a reference to? I mean, that sounds like they'll be in Izgabe, they'll be in Benatzeach. Sounds like it's a melchama of some sort. Shad oivav, the zaracha, and who's it going on? Is this only says once? So this is where's the achas la'av, the achas la'ben on this? Harba arba zaracha. It says harba arba. Varecha varechacha. It doesn't say yidash tidash zaracha sharoiva. It only says one yidash. Is this going on Avraham or is this going on Yitzchak? So I think the answer is it's going on Avraham, Dafka, because the pasuk in the end of Chayisara it says when Rivka was chosen by Eliezer and she went on her way, so it says that Psul Lavan and the Mishpach HaSrifka, it says, V'yivarchu HaSrifka V'yomru Lo, Achayseinu Atayid Alfei Revava, and Mivarecha, she should be the aim of the Greiser folk, V'yidash Zadech Eishar Soina. And your Zeda, meaning the Zeda of Rivka and Yitzchak, like Rashi explains, so she's receiving a bracha, and the chayla nichol in that is that she should be the recipient of the kiyum of what it says to Avraham Avinu v'yirash zarecha. Hey, shar oivav, that Zera and on Yitzchak also, so Yiratzin that should come about through this Isha, through Rivka. Right? So it's still not entirely clear if what it said before was going both on Avraham and on Yitzchak, but Al Kopana we find here that Avraham Avinu there was a Haftocha of Yirav Zahacha Esharoiva, and in the next door, so to speak, to Rivka, and Yiratzin Sheyoy Sazer Minchav Lam Isha Acheres. That she and Yitzchak together should be Niskayim and should become a Kuyim, that year Zaracha Eisha Sona. So the shadow that I would like to ask is the Shini Aloshin in Parshas Vayera, it says V'yidash Zaracha Eisha Oivav, and here to Rivka, and presumably B'yachad with Yitzchak, here it says V'yidash Zaracha Eisha Sona. What's the chiluk between Oivav and Sona? Same b'chayra, it's the kiyum of that initial haftacha that was given to Avraham Avinu, and through Avraham Avinu being directed through Yitzchak, she should be the recipient, she should be the niskayim that haftacha through Rivka and Yitzchak. But there's a shini aloshin v'yidar zarech eisha asoina. What accounts for that? So first of all, I was thinking, that. Just touch before we answer the question. We asked initially, what is this avtocha? Arba arba zaracha. Yivarech abarechacha v'harba arba. It's supposed to be yirach zaracha. So I was thinking that the pshat is that we know that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu both had a psoilus, so to speak, that came out from them. From Avraham Avinu came out Yishmael, from Yitzchak came out Esau. In addition to Yaakov, it came out Esau. And the pasuk says that ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, that emissa and ikar zera Avraham is dafka Yitzchak, and Chazal say v'lo Yishmael, and the Yitzchak, and not even the entire Yitzchak, is etzem zera Avraham. Be Yitzchak, but I call Yitzchak that Esau was also nismayit from being Zera Avram. Whether Esau was also nismayit from being Zera Yitzchak is a shaila amongst the Rishonim, Achronim, and the Nusach. We say in Rosh Hashanah, Lizadei Hayoim Berachim Tizka. So some say Lizadei Shaliakev Hayoim Berachim Tizka. It's referring to Yitzchak over there. Okay, this Yitzchak, Lizadei Hayoim Berachim Tizka. If you say the gears of Lizadei, it's because it's Poshet, it's Yaakov. It's the same way Esav was Nismayit from Zer Avram, ki bi Yitzchak. But like all Yitzchak, that he's not Zer Avram, so he's Nismayit from being Zer Yitzchak also. On the other hand, those that are Goyers, Lizadei Shaliakov, Hayon Berachim Tizka, it's because it's not Poshet that, not only it's not Poshet, it's not true that Esav is not called Zer Yitzchak. Esav is not Zer Avram. But he may still be, he may still have the Av, it wasn't Mufka from him, the Av of Yitzchak. So that's why you have to say, Zadei Shal Yaakov Hayoim Berachmim Tizkor, that the Akedah Yitzchak should accrue, the credit of the Akedah should be a benefit, should be a schus, Zadei Shal Yaakov. That's a Shaila the Mabit in the Chuvis, and as you see in the Nusach of Tefillah, there are different Yisrois. But our Koponim Homiyas, let's talk about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was certainly, it says, was a there was a psoilus of Avraham Avinu, the Hainu Yishmael, and there was, which is not Zara Shleima, is not Emes Ike Zera Avraham, he was Nismayit. And the same is true, at least as regards relative to Avraham Avinu, in terms of the continuation, the Shayish of Avraham Avinu, the Abbas of Avraham Avinu goes through Yitzchak and then through Yaakov, to the exclusion, to the exception of Esav, that be Yitzchak, call Yitzchak, that he's the psoilus of the others in terms of the later, the next generation, that he's not Nechshev Kizera Shal Avraham. So I think that the pshat is based on Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Parshas Nitzavim, there's a pasuk that says the Nasan Hashem Lekecha. It says in Yemos HaMashiach, the Shafta Ad Hashem Lekecha, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva and return to Rabbeinu Shalom. And then it says that the Nasan Hashem Lekecha is called Olei Sahela. All the klalos that when Parshas Kisavai that were previously mentioned, the Gan Sotaychacha, Alei Vecha V'Al Sainecha Asher Yidachuch. It says that it's going to be placed upon, it's going to be Zekom Zenayfil, because it's given busiest, the klalos, the Taychacha, were Niskayim, Nebuch in B'nai, even Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, so those klalos are going to now, after Sayyamim, it says that the Rabban Shalom will take those toichacha, those klalos gufa, the nasan ala yivecha, the asaynecha asheridachucha. So the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings from the Medrash, which I don't think we have the Medrash, as I recall, I'm not sure that we have the Medrash. He brings, regardless, he brings from the Medrash, Medrash says, Aloi Vecha Ve'al Seinecha, Chayn Amru B'Medrash Mishlah, he brings. Maybe we do have it. M'fnei Shebnei Yishmael Koshin L'Yisrael Yoysim M'Bnei Yisrael. The B'nei Yishmael, like Arafat's Nei Yekoshin Yisrael Yosim with Nei Esav Lekach Kor Nakosav Oyivecha. Oyivecha, he seems to be learning, is a stronger lashon than Seinecha. I'm skipping a little bit of Midrash. You should all take a look at it. It's very fascinating Midrash. brings before, he says, Shehem b'nei Esav she'ikigol usaynu b'chol mokam shehu l'b'nei Edomu v'konim saynecha k'inyin shekosu v'es Esav san Esav. It says, ki oh, this, oh, this, Yaakov, this Esav son Esav, the Lashon, the Halacha Esav, Sinai, the Yaakov. The Lashon, the Bitoy of Sinai, Sinai, you find in connection with Esav. So, Aloy Vecha, the Al Sinecha, Asheri Dafucha, Sinecha is Esav, Derbenu Bachia, which it could be at least from his subjective being in the Haratzis of Yishmael. So, at least from his perspective, it was certainly true that he says that. That Bnei Yishmael Koshen Yisrael Yaisim Bnei Esav. You know, maybe some people in the Medina's Edom would have begged to differ. I mean, never. But Akol Fonim, Rabbeinu Bechai is saying, I don't think this is actual quote from the Medrash. I wouldn't say that. But Akol Fonim, regardless, is the Golus and the Redifus, the Klal Yisrael is victimized al yidei the Bnei Esav within this Golus. Within the Golus Edom is the Tzadus that Klal Yisrael is victimized al yidei Edom, that called Sinecha, and Bnei Esav, and Bnei Yishmael, that's Eivecha. And the Teichuch and the Pashas Mitzvah, the Pasuk, Lasid Lavoi, is the Geula from the Golus Edom, within which is Nechlo also the Tzadus that are being perpetrated by the Bnei Yishmael, which Rabbeinu Bechai is saying are yet even greater than the actual the av, so to speak, of the Golus is Lo'ilam is Edom, but the actual Tzadis that Klal Yisrael suffers are Kenzayin Afilu Nochmeh Al Yidei Yishmael. It is some sort of a Shutfis here, Tzivishin in the Golus Edom, Tzivishin Yishmael and Edom and Esau, and that's what the Pasuk is saying, that Mimela in the Yeshua and the Geula of this Golus, so the Rabban Shem will take the Teichacha and the Tzoris the Klal Yisrael suffered al Yidei Edom and Yishmael and the Nasan Hashem Lekecha al Yivecha v'al Sanecha Sheri Dafu. Then he continues, like I said, it's a fascinating Medrash.
Is it
the
Lashon
of
the Medrash that he brings when he says that the Yishmael is worse than...
You'll take it. I'm sorry. I said... It doesn't sound to me like that's a chaylik of the Medrash, but yeah. Take a look at the Medrash Mishnah, take a look at the Lush. No, I mean, if it's a Medrash, I wouldn't have said what I said. I mean, that's from his perspective. That's a show. So the Mela, in light of the way we're being mefarish the Pasuk, is the Pshat is Kimin Chaymer. In Parashas Lech Lecha by the Psura to Avraham Avinu, so to Avraham Avinu it's being said, V'yirazaracha eishar oiva, because the Zera of Avraham Avinu keep Yitzchak and not Yishmael, so it's telling us that Yishmael is going to Yashin. And that's the Lashon why it says V'yirash, the Lashon Yerusha. The Lashon Yerusha is because Sahandal Tzich over here, we're handling over here the issue of who's the Zera shall Avraham Avinu, and the Zera shall Avraham Avinu that they're going to Yarsh and the Av to say to Avraham Avinu. So Mimele it says the Yidash Zaracha that Avraham until now was Achas Lav, Achas Leben, Achas Lav, Achas Leben. Now we're talking to the Av. The Yidash Zaracha that the Zera Avraham ki v'yitzvah ki kari v'chazora is ki v'yidash Zaracha eishar oivav, oivav dehainu Yishmael, that the Avtoch over here is that there'll be Niskayim l'osid lavoi, will be Niskayim at some point that Bnei Yisrael will be Shoilet, and will be Mizgaba over Bnei Yisrael will be Mizgaba over Bnei Yishmael. That's Yira Zaracha Eishar Oiva. Mashen came when we're talking, when the Vayivorch was Rivka Vayomulach, he's saying, Uat Hayil Alfa Rivava, that we're saying that it should be Niskayim Yirotzen. She Oisa Zera Minchavla Meisha Acheres, we're talking about the Zera of Rivka. We're talking over here the Negeya in the door of Rivka, so to speak, and Yitzchak. That it should be Niskayim in Rivka, the Psuda, that Psuda of Yira Zaracha Eishar Oivav should continue noch in the next door. And Rivka should be the source in her Zera of Yira Zaracha. We're not going to say Yira Zaracha Eishar Oivav, because in her and in Yitzchak together, B'yachad, Yitzchak and Rivka together, the Bechira within Rivka and Yitzchak is not a Bechira of Yitzchak over Yishmael. In their children, in their the next generation, the haftach is that Yiratzen, that Lassid Lavai, that ultimately there will be Nizgabev, Alu Mashiach, Bahatziyah, and Lishbert is Har Esav, that the Yir Zarech, Esha Asoinav, that the Zera Rivka, which is the Bi Yitzvak, Bala Kol Yitzvak, that it's Davka, Yaakov Avinu, that Zera Avram, maybe Zera Yitzvak, but I'll call upon him that Kiyom will be Niskayim and Yitzvak and Rivka, that Dir Zera will be Mizgabe and there'll be Nizbare and will be Nivcha, they'll be the Ike Zera of Avram and Yitzvak, and as such they'll go and be Mizgabe over to Bnei Yez. As far as it regarding Esav, so it's a passing in the title of other Mashiach Ba'atziyah, Lishbet Desar Esav, that lost his love, Klal Yisrael, in the Geula of the Golos that we're in, that they'll be victorious and with Mizgab over Bnei Esav. Where does it say, and in what time is it referring to, when it says, Yavira Zaracha, that it says by Avram Avinu that Klal Yisrael will be Mizgaba over the Bnei Yishmo. The way I'm learning, and Agav in Medrash Rabba, famous like that, is in the Medrash Rabba, in Bereishis Rabba, on the Pasuk, in the end of Parshas Vayeda. The Yidah Zarecha, Eishar Oivav, Rebbe Oimezu Tarmud. And if you look in the Agos HaRadal, in the Medrash, the Radal, David Luria says, that Talmud is Me'artzis HaYishmaelim. V'yira Zarach O'ei Shar Oivav, that it says in Avram Avinu, that they will conquer and be victorious over Oivav. The way we're learning is Oivav Zeh Yishmael, as they take the Feirush, the Negeya, that Haftacha, in Pshat and that Pasuk in Medishah. So the Shaila is, when is that going to be in the sky? At what point in Jewish history? We know Edom, so the Gula will be lost of love. When is that referring to? So we already said, it's called, so it sounds like it's also Bachris Hayomim. Where is this Befeirish in the Torah? Who states? So the Chayyut Mefurish, Pashas Lech Lecha, it says a pasuk by the Bris Ben Absodim. Says that after the Bris Ben Absodim, Yinei Eimach Hashoich Yudoylo Nefel Osolo, Ayoyim El Avram Yudoy Etel Gigei Yer Zaracho, so that's Aftocha on the Gulis Mitzrayim. Then it says, later on, Bayoyim Ahu Kores Hashem Es Avram Bris Laimo, Lizaracho Nasati Es Oretz Azos, and on that day Avram Avinu, Rabban Shalom was Kores Bris with Avram, that he's going to give him the ganze Eretz Hazois Minahar Mitzrayim Ala Nahor Agod Ul Nahar Peros. Now we know we're in Nahar Peros. Nahar Peros is not the Gevulim, or at least the present day Gevulim, or in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, of what's considered to be Eretz Yisrael. Nahar Peros is there in Iraq. Nahar Mitzrayim Ala Nahor Agod Ul Nahar Peros. It's hundreds of miles away. So the pasuk goes on and explains, Zakeini Vesaknizi Vesakadmoini. And then it mentions the others, Zayin Umis, of the Knam, the Malche Knam. In addition to the Zayin Umis, Rashi says that you have another three, Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, which are called the Esa Amimim, which Rashi says, although the Pasuk says, L'Zarech HaNasati, I already gave Esa Oretz Hazoi, so Rashi, it means when the Rabbi Shalom gives a Haftach, it's Kilo, it already happened. But when is it that going to be Niskayim? So Tirashi, it's Yerusha Lasim. That Yerusha of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini is not going to be Niskayim, and it won't be a Chalik of Eretz Yisrael. Those Gevulim of Eretz Yisrael are the loss of Lovi, the Gevulim that include Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini. What is Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini? So the Gemara says in Cheskes Apatim, and Daf Nun Vav and Aleph, there's a Machloikis here actually. Machloik is Tanoim. So Machloik is Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Tanya Reb Meir Oime. Keni Knizi Kadmoini Tanya Reb Meir Oime. Naftucha Arvo Salmo. Arvo is obviously is Bnei Yishmor. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ardiskus, Asya, and Aspamya. You look in the Bereishis Rabbah, in the Medrash, instead of Ardiskus, it says Dormaskus, which the Radal says is Besuria. That's Damascus. That's Damascus, which is in Surya. So, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, these are Ratzis over here. Are Ratzis that surround, as you would expect, obviously. They surround Eretz Yisrael, because they go from Nahar Mitzrayim, Adano, Hagol, Nahar Peros. And as we know today, all those Ratzis that surround Eretz Yisrael, without exception, are Ratzis of Bnei Yishmael, of the descendants of Bnei Yishmael. So it certainly stands to reason that the Yerusha, the Yidah Zaracha, Eishar Oiva, that it said the Medrash Zu Talmud, which is the Bnei Yishmael, will be Niskayim, there will be a Kiyum, at some point of Yidah Zaracha, Eishar Oiva, when that is, that's the Achis Hayomim, that's Nichlo, those are Ratzis on Nichlo within the Esa Amimim that were given. Zaracha Nasati Esaharis Hazois as a chalik of ultimately what Eretz Yisrael is going to become. In the Yerusha of Lasid Lava, it will include a Yira Zaracha Eshar Oivav, no less than the Yira Zaracha than the Volum Meshiyim Bahasiyim, Lishbet Ishar Esav, which is the other mandam in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Oime Harseye Amenu Mayo. That Kaini Knezian Kadmoini is Harseye Amenu Mayo. So Harseye, we know, Volum Meshiyim Bahasiyim, Lishbet Ishar Esav, that's Harseye. So both Yishmael and Edom are in and of themselves not a chalik of the Zion Amimim. They're not from the descendants of Canaan. The Yerusha, the Nitzachin Lasid Lavoi, the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael over the Yezach or Shar Oivav and Shar Soinov are both Nichlo within the Keni Knezi and Kadmoini, each Tana Kifi have the learning, which will be in the Skyim, the victory of Klal Yisrael over in the Gula Asida of Golus Eder. In Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, the Perek Shmoyne Ve'esra, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it says, B'shas the Bris, it's talking here, B'shas the Bris ben Avsorim, Omer Avram V'hayim Estalus Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, Kidei Shula Yishtabdu B'bonav Arba Malchiyas Halolim. It says that he was being mispalo, that they shouldn't be meshubid in the Arba Malchiyas. Like we know, Chazal say, Eima Chashaycha Gedoyma Neifel Asolov, Eima Zu Malchus Edoim, Chashaycha Zu Malchus Yovan, Gedoyla Zu Malchus Modai, and Olov, and Neifel As Lovel. And it says, Yine Eima Chashaycha Gedoyla Neifel Asolov, Eima, so the Pekin of Blaz, Zu Malchus Revius, it's going backwards. It says, Eima, it's talking from the perspective of the last Golas. That's the one we're in now. Zu Malchus Revius, the Tzivah, the Chila, the Amtani, the Takifa, Pasig, and Daniel, is a reference to Edoy. They're referred to as Eima. Chashaycha Zu Malchus Yavin, Shechshicha, Enem, Shal Yisrael, the Kamitza, Shal Yisrael. That was the one prior to, in Bayashaymi. Gedoyla Zu Malchus Modai Uparas, B'shas, the Nitzachim, of Mordechai, the Esther, over Achashverosh and Haman. It says, Gido, HaMelech HaChashverosh, that's the Lashon Gedoyla, as Haman, Shegodla Limkar is Yisrael Bechinam, that they were selling Klal Yisrael Bechinam. Achashverosh wanted to sell Klal Yisrael to Haman, he was a Mechira. Bechinam, Neifela, Zu Malchus Bavel, Shebiyodim Nafla Ateres Yisrael, that's when the crown initially and fell and ultimately never really got back to the way it was. And then the Medrash says, Enzu of Olav, so Eima, Chashaycha, Gedoyla, Nefelas, Olav, on Avram Avinu, Kilu. What's Olav? Eilu b'nei Yishmael. Shealeihem ben David Yitzmach. That the ben David will be Yitzmach, will emerge victorious, and will be Menatzeach over the Melech HaMashiach. The ben David will be Menatzeach over the b'nei Yishmael. Shenema, Pasuk Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed Beis. Oivav al bishboishes, v'olav yotzitz nizra. The enemies of Klal Yisrael will be cloaked in boishes and cherpa. The olav, and upon him, who's the olav? The emach hashaychal kedayin nefelas olav is Yishmael. The olav yotzitz nizra that the melech hamashiach ben David, his nezer, his malchus, will be crowned over the bnei Yishmael. What's the reisha dekra? So if we see first of all clearly that in Yitzchak we're used to thinking of the galus revias of Edom. Of Klalius of the Geula will be over Edom, but as we saw in the pasuk in Yitzchak, when Asan Hashem has kolol alivecha ve'al seinecha, there's a shutfis here between Edom and Yishmael. And to the extent that the pasuk, although Yishmael is not one of the Arba Malchias, it's not one of the Arba Golosim specifically, but it's Merumis after the four, the Dalad Golosim, it says fellows Olav, that's Keilu Yishmael is a hechitimtza. They're the ones that all of Yotzitz Nizrai, that while they're not the Ikka Golos that we're in, but Ki'ilu B'Shas V'Achlis Hayomim, Yishmael will emerge as the Ummah that Klal Yisrael will fight and will emerge victorious over the all of Yotzitz Nizrai. And the Lashon in the Reisha Dekra is again Shenema Oivav Al Bishboishes Oivav. Like we said before, the Rebbeinu B'chai brings from the Medrash, it's Eilu B'nei Yishmael. Oivav al b'shboishes v'olav. And B'nei Yishmael, Hashaych ha'gedolah nefeles olav is Yotzitz Nizra. And as we know that the B'nei Yishmael, the worst thing you could possibly do to a B'nei Yishmael, to a Yishmaeli, is to be malbish and b'shboishes. That's a fate worse than death to a Yishmaeli. The honor. Dishonor Yishmaeli, Oivav Alvish Baishas, the all of Yotzitz Nizra, at that point it would be the all of Yotzitz Nizra. If you look in this Pirkei of Jabalazah, you're not going to find any of this, for obvious reasons. Yeah, so it took a little bit of digging, but in these editions that don't have, this was printed earlier, when we still had, not that we don't today necessarily, or tomorrow, but this is printed with the Radal's Pidush. If you look at Perek Chav Ches over here, it ends before this is brought down. And the one I'm going to say now, the second one, Pirkei Jebelezer, is also, the Samson took it out. And that I even have a raya to. Because it's in the middle of the Perek. And when you look in this edition of Pirkei Jebelezer, you'll see that in the Radal's Pidush, the Isis, it goes with Isis. There's an Isis, Ayin Tes. And then he has a pirish on those words, whatever it's misamen, and it goes from ayin tes to pei gimel, and that's where the words are missing. So they obviously took it out, and it's quite apparent why. Here in the Pirkei Jebelezer and Perek Mem Ches, it says like this: the Medrash is saying that all the chamesh etzbayis shal yimina shal Kadosh Baruch Hu kulam yisoid geulas. The five etzbayis of the Rabban Shalom are the yisoid of geula. Etzbektame is Herlenoich Malasis Bateva, and so on, which is Etzbek. Shniya was the Mitzrayim, Etzbek Lekimi. Then it gets to the end, to the last Etzbek, and it says, Habayin V'chol Ayad, it started from the small Etzbek, from the pinky. It worked its way over to the Bayin V'chol Ayad, the thumb and the rest of the Yad, is Bo'os HaGadosh Baruch Hu Lahashmid Livnei Esav Shein Tzadon Livnei Yisrael. The chayim livnei Yishmael shehem oiva. Shenem atarim yotcha al sarecha. It's a pasuk in Micha. V'chol ayivecha yikareis. That lasid lavei. This is also a nevuah avtacha. And lasid lavei tarim yotcha del klal Yisrael will be raised above tzarecha. Ish tzar v'ayev haman hara azeh. V'chol ayivecha yikareisu. Ayev, when it says ayev alone, ayev is a reference to bnei Yishmael. Like the Pirkei Jebelezer say. The chayim livnei Yishmael, that the geula asida is going to be over bnei Esav and bnei Yishmael biyach. What's the pshat? How do we understand this? What's the hashgacha of what we've been discussing? And just incidentally, I think it's worth mentioning that. Actually, a little bit frightening. If you look in, you have a siddur. In Tehillim, in Parakuf Lamed Beis, that in the first Pirkei Jebelezer brought the pasuk, all of Oivav Alvish Boishes for all of Yotzitz Mizrad, which is a reference to Bnei Yishmael, that's the last pasuk in Kapitel Kuf Amid Beis. If you look in the rest of that Kapitel, there's nothing here about not Yishmael, not other Umas Olam, not Muhammad, nothing here. Kapitel Kuf Amid Beis is Shia Malos. Yisfar Hashem L'David Eskin L'Noisa Yishan Nishbal Hashem Nodel Avi Yaakov Im Ovoi Ba'oil Beisi Im El Al Eres Yitzui Ad Emtza Mokin L'Hashem Mishkinois L'Avi Yaakov. This kapitel is about the Mokim HaMikdash. This kapitel discusses the Mokim HaMikdash. That David HaMelech was saying that he's not going to rest and sleep until he finds the place. As we know, David HaMelech was the one who received the Nebuah and found the Mokim HaMikdash, although he wasn't Zoyche to build the Beis HaMikdash. That was David HaMelech. This entire kapitel over here is Retzach Vegin the Mokim HaMikdash. Nevoya l'mishkenoysov nishtachva l'hadoim ragla kuma Hashem l'mnuchasecha ata v'arenu zecha v'anecha yul v'shutzedek v'achzidecha v'aneinu v'avidov v'ravdecha and so on. Zoyis minucha kivocha Hashem b'tziyon iva l'moyshev loy zoyis minuchasi adayad poyeshev ki'i v'siyon. The Shechina says, here I'm going to rest because I'm I have a taiva for this Mokim. And then it says, The connection is moving my elbow. What's in Ashkoth? What's taking them? So what does this mean? We're in Godless Eloi. And we find that there's ki'ilu a shutfis between Adam and Yishmael, that Klal Yisrael will be v'yirah zarecha yishar oivav and yirah zarecha yishar soinav. So, I'm telling you a lot of sidis today, because most of the things I'm telling you were censored out of the various svarim. If you look in the Frankel Rambam, you'll see in the end of Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchis Malachim, the last halacha here, in Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam is discussing the Melech HaMashiach. So here in these editions, they felt comfortable enough, or safe enough, to put back the things that had been removed in earlier editions. So it says like this. At Yeshua Neitzvig, Shadi Mashiach Mashiach Venerek Bebezdim. He's talking here about Bar Kochva and Mashiachim that were not Mashiach HaYames. So he says over here that Yoshke was also the Mashiach, Mashiach, Venerek Bebezdin. There are those that imagined that he was Mashiach, he was killed Bebezdin. Kva Nisnabi by Daniel. Daniel said upon it, Piritzei Amecha Yinasu Lahamid Chazoin, that Piritzei Amecha will take it upon themselves to raise somebody up as a prophet, V'nichsholu, and will create a Michshol. It's the understatement of the millennia. The Rambam goes on to explain. V'chi yesh michshol gadol mizeh. Is there a greater michshol for Klal Yisrael than Yeshu Anoitzi? Shekol Anviim Dibru. Shamashiach goyel Yisrael. U'mashiyom u'mekabit nidcheyem u'mechazik mitzvasom. The simonim of Melech HaMashiach is that will gather Klal Yisrael. And will do everything to be mechazik Klal Yisrael. And Torah mitzvahs. V'zeh godim la'abed Yisrael b'cherev u'lefazeh sheirisom u'lehashpilom. And he was guiding him to dispersion of Klal, the dispersal of Klal Yisrael, and the destruction of the Bayashaini, Lashpilam, Lahachlif Atoida, and worst of all, a forgery, so to speak, a New Testament of Taira, Ulahat Israel Oilum Lavi de Loya Mibal de Hashem, and to be Mate Roiv of the Welt. To be oived somebody besides the Rebbein Shalom, the Shita, be oived him in addition to the Bari Oilam, which Agav the Rambam Shita is as brought in a few Makaris, both in Yad HaZaka and in Pirush Mishnayos, that he considers Christianity, the Rambam says. I don't know about specific different sects of Christianity, maybe the Archi Lukin, but certainly the more the traditional ones, or the Catholicism and whatnot. He says, have a din mamish avoyv de avodah zarah. Inyan, macholas asuris, and whatever else. Rambam says that that it has a din of oydav, they have a din of oydav as a zar. Aval machshav is bari oylam and koyach be'adam la'asigam ki loy drachenu darachav loy machshvesenu machshvesa. No mifashtein nirzok the Rambam, why it is that the Rabban Shloylam saw fit to create this Mashiach Sheker of Yeshua Noitzi, v'chol advar me'elu shal Yeshua Noitzi v'shel zeh ha'yishma'eli she'omad achrav, Muhammad, she'omad achrav, Einon, zok the Rambam, there's a reason for it. Einon elo liyash ha'derech l'melech ha'mashiach, that's to pave the way for the Mashiach Emes, for Mashiach ben David, u'l'saken es ha'olam kulo ilavei des Hashem b'yach. And in order to pave the way, to introduce to the Welt in a wider way, to disseminate amongst the Welt, again, notwithstanding the fact that Christianity, the Rambam says, has a din of Avodah Zarah, but yet at the same time, they've been exposed, the Rambam says, to the concept of a Mashiach. That the world became, we take it for granted in the Psalm. But Avodah Zarah had no such concept. Somebody can come in and say, you know, Ben David will come, Mashiach, what's our Mashiach? There's no Mashiach, there's no New Testament, there's Old Testament. Again, notwithstanding the fact that's not to validate in any way a Kiyuzeh, in any possible way, the theology ultimately, the Rambam says, is Avodah Zarah. Other Rishonim say it's not. But certainly Islam exists as a form of monotheism. That seems to be the consensus, that certainly is not Avodah Zarah. Although there are elements of tefillah, obviously it's a denial of Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, but Islam and Christianity did, at least when you compare that to the rest of the world, to the Far East, and the Rambam discusses in Sefer Torah Hashem Tamim, if you look in Kisvei Rambam, in page Kuf Mem Dalet, the Rambam over there brings this Rambam, and he explains it, but Arichos, he says, and that's why the further you get from Klal Yisrael, the places where Klal Yisrael and those that which was spawned off Klal Yisrael's chukim and so on, their das, the further you get away, and you go to the Far East and to those places in the world, not only is there no concept of a Bari Olam, but even Pashit in the Mishpatim, what we call Western Judeo-Christian or Western values and ethics and all that, a lot of that, the Jewish prudence, I mean, all that stuff does not exist. I mean, that body, the body of law that we're used to, we live and we take for granted, that's Gayish and this is Yiddish. Gayish is also Yiddish. I mean, at least it's rooted, a lot of it is rooted in Pashit Mishpatim, in some way, shape, or form. So the Rambam, that the purpose of all the Redifas and for Yeshua Noitzi to come as a Navi Sheker and to lead three quarters of the world away from and a lot of Yidden away from the Das HaEmes, the purpose of all that, Zot Rambam, is in order to be Liyash HaDerech LeMelech HaMashiach, one, Ulesaken Soilim Kulei Lavidis Hashem B'yachet, Shinemek Yoz Efoich El Amim Sover Bruda Likoy Kulem B'Shem Hashem Lavdish Chamecha. Ultimately, the ganze Welt has to come to a recognition, a realization that is a Bari Olam, and that realization is going to come about through a Melech HaMashiach. So a Mele, it's necessary, Zakir Rambam, for the concept of a Mashiachus to exist, and his very name is denotes Mashiachus. Yeshua Noitzi, the religion is called Mashiachus, that's what it means, Latin. That's Mashiachus, and the purpose of that is to Limsaken Es Olam Kuloi, the second son Kuloi Lav is Hashem B'yachet. Keitza, how so? Zok the Rambam, when he says, it's the Chavei Dezara. What do you mean it's being Misak in the island? How are these things being Misak in? How is Arafat being Misak in the world? Zok the Rambam, Keitza, Kva Nismalei Oilam Kuloi Midivrei HaMashiach Midivrei Elam Chas Hashem Arafat. I mean, Kva Nismalei Oilam Kuloi Midivrei HaMashiach Midivrei HaToyra Midivrei HaMitzvot. The world recognizes a concept of a Mashiach and Torah and Mitzvahs who poshut dvarim elu ve'iim rechaykim u'ba'amim rabim arei leilev then noisim ve'noisim b'dvarim elu and the melech shen givonin, it became already something that's an issue to dispute, to delve into uvin mitzvahs ha'Torah elu oim remitzvahs elu emes hayu chari, I think he's referring to Christianity v'kva b'tlu b'zman hazev v'loi hayu noigus l'doidus. Basically, Christianity is a form of reform. It's basically Reform Judaism. I mean, that's basically, I don't mean to, not, so that's basically what it was intended to be, and ultimately it developed into, you know, it became a cult, and it became an element of a cult involved of the person himself, and then it sort of evolved into Avodah Zarah and whatever other mishigas. But the Yisoidah, it was a rejection of Torah Shabbat. I mean, this is not a fitness, I'm telling you. Well, it is. I mean, it's basically the forerunner and the first Kfida in Torah Shabbat as an organized movement that break off from Klal Yisrael. That ultimately got the elements and was reinforced with pagan elements of the Yisoidah and of the Avodah Zarah and the rest of the world in order to appeal to them to increase the converts and so on. And then it developed his das. But basically, what they were, their position was that the Torah was Elu Emes, the mitzvahs were Emes, of the Kvabitlu Bezman Azev Lahim Noigis Ledaitis. That's it, not Negeya today. Today it's not Negeya. The Elu Aimrim, Chay Yishmal, Dvarim Nistadis Yeshba. That is Epis Nistadis within the Torah, Veinu Kipshutan, Ukvamo Bamashiach Vigila Nistadai. And, maybe both, whatever it is, Bakoponim, his da Mashiach that came and he's. כשיעמד המלך המשיח זכירם באמס ויצליח ויונו וינסה מיד הם כולם חייזם ויועים ששקע נוכלו אביסאים ושנדביאים ואביסאים בתיון זכירם בם then the world is prepared at this point the world is ready then for המלך המשיח to come and to show and to expose their משיחים for the fraud that they are but at the same time utilizing that which was, had already been established as already They already is in their mind and in their history that in the frame of reference Zdor Zazach, Zdor Mashiach and Zdor Torah Mitzvah. It is Negeya, it's not Negeya. Maybe it's on Friday, maybe it's on Sunday. Abinish Shabbos, you know, it's not Abinish Shabbos. I mean, they're not supposed to do it. But Lassid Lovay, the Melech HaMashiach, will then it will be Kilo, the Oilam will be Mukhshah and ready for the time that the Melech HaMashiach will come and prepare the belt on the foundation, so to speak, that the Yishmol and Edom set up that Oz Efoy Kulam Savachas Dvarim. So what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat in them? How do we understand that? The Pshat is Poshet. We're saying that in Avraham Avinu is given Apsoilus. There was a distortion within Avraham Avinu, Apsoilus of Yishmol. So this is the chart, it's not outright, out and out, something which is mufka. The chart is, this is Yef and Avram, or this is Nisht Avram. This is Nisht Zer Emes from Avram. Obviously, as distinct from B'nei Chom, right? B'nei Chom has Klal Nishkin Shaychus. Zer Avram, Nisht Dachom HaYishmol, I mean, if Yishmol is Dach Mufka, L'gamri B'Yisoida, Sot B'Klal Nishkin Shaychus, Zer Avram Avinu, so what's Nisht Dachom HaYishmol? Bnei Apilachim Asher Avram Nasan Avram Matanois Vayishalchem Al Yitzok Bnei Beidan Chai Keid Meleretz Kedem that Bnei Apilachim that was from the Pilagish Avram so they were rejected outright Keid Meleretz Kedem. Footnote says that's to the Far East. That's the Rashi says in Matnas Nasan Matanois Hashem Tumim Masalahem. That's Amay Dizara outright no Shaiches. Aber Yishmael is ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazar avala Yishmael, that's the psalus of Avraham Avinu. And bi Yitzchak avala kol Yitzchak is a psalus of Yaakov, that is not the ikka zera emes shal Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, but at the same time has a function and has a role to play within the doire of the world. And the role that they play is Zokti Rambam, that they also in their own, like we said, a perverted, so to speak, way, in their own roundabout and kfidah stick away, that they're able to bring the veld back to be misakin, the veld to the point that Melech HaMashiach can come. That's not for Klal Yisrael to do. Because Klal Yisrael can't be involved in it. Klal Yisrael is pure. Klal Yisrael is Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Lekecha. Klal Yisrael can't be busy with bringing back the Umis Olam, the Eved Avodah Zarah, and the ganze veld, Safa Echos, to a point that they're ready to be makabel the Melech HaMashiach. That's not Klal Yisrael Zaisa. Klal Yisrael is Migo Godel Hashem Lo Elokim Kroivim Elo Mikia. That this of Amru that they'll say, Rakam Chochem V'Noven Agoy Agodel Hazeh. Klal Yisrael exists as just a pure image and a samel, symbolic of everything that's pure and authentic about the Das and Torah's Moshe. Anything that's a little bit that you have to start compromising in order to attract the attention of the Umas Olam and to show them and to pave the way for the Melech HaMashiach, for them daf an onkum into the Psoilus of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's something that the Psoilus of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are shayich to, because while they're not Oiv David Zorah Gemurah, they're not Mufka Legamri, they have Epis Abyssal Shaykhis, Ridasa Emes, Genug Shaykhis, that they're able to bring back. They're able to bring about the cycle of history, the Yemais Olam, to a point that they're ready to be Makabel and to return, like the Rambam says, V'yonav Yenaseh Kulam Choyzim V'yoydim, to the realization, Sheshekin Nochalu Aviseim Shen V'yem V'aviseim Mitom, that the Olam the Gan Tzizach was a deviation and a fraud, of a genug emes, enough of a kernel of truth mixed within Arayim Gemish, that it's enough to bring Klal Yisrael back. Now, the Messiah, the Chafetz Chaim says, the last thought that I was saying is based on the verse from the Chafetz Chaim, that Klal Yisrael is not, Klal Yisrael's Asik can't be an Asik, an involvement with Umas Olam. Chafetz Chaim says, the Pasuk says that Sarah said, Goresh Ha'amah Hazois V'es B'noh Ki Lo Yidash Ben Ha'amah Hazois Im B'ni Im Yitzchak. So the Chafetz Chaim says, Shtel Zichvah, he says, Sarah said that we need to reject, we need to push away Yishmael. Ki Lo Yidash Ben Ha'amah B'ni Im Yitzchak. The Fakat, like we're saying, V'yidash Zarech Ha'esh Ha'raiva. That Klal Yisrael needs to be Mizgabe over that Kvira, and that unrefined and perversion of Yiddishkeit, of the Das of Avraham Avinu, needs to ultimately come about in that, a rejection of that, in order to bring the Das Emes back in its most pure form. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, Shtel Zichvah, imagine if Sarah wouldn't have thrown out Yishmael, Goresh, Amah, Zoyz, Vez, Benok. He says, why? She was concerned. Why did she do it? She was concerned that Yishmael would have an influence, a bad influence on Yitzchak, on Binyam Yitzchak. He says, but Shtel Zichvah, she wouldn't have done it. Is there any denying the fact that Yishmael would have ended up Asach Gesser, Asach Besser? He, on the other hand, would have been influenced from Yitzchak, from Avraham and Yitzchak L'Toyv Avad, Zokta Chavetz Chaim. Abba Zokta, he says, Avot in Yiddish, Zokta Chavetz Chaim, that the Metzias, the Teva Oilam is, that as Megistarai, Kalt in Heis, is the Heis Veta Ogekil. When you pour cold water into hot water, the cold water doesn't become hot, the hot water becomes cold. And that's the Moshon Klal Yisrael Du Mesoilam, and specifically in Yishmael, that it says that Goresh Ha'amah Hazois V'es B'noh Ki Lo Yidash Ben Ha'amah Hazois Im V'niyim Yitzchak, that is, Klal Yisrael needs, the avoid is to get closer and closer to being that which the Torah says, Rakam Chochem V'noven Hagoy Hagodol Hazeh, to present to the Welt, and each person, each Yochid, each is certainly B'nai Torah, in individual lives, to be very, very, very Nizah, and to be Oivid, that you are a representation, a reflection of the Das HaEmes in all its purity, in its most pure form, not with compromises that I'll dress like a bit like that, I can influence, maybe I'll dress more like them, and I'll talk like them, and I'll listen to their music, and I'll eat like them, and I'll do everything like them, except to have their, ultimately, their beliefs, Fashteitz, Achdos, Tachtfira. He says, no, that's Zokti Rambam, that's for the Bnei Yishmael and the Bnei Esav to do. That was valuable enough for the Rabbanu Shlomo. That was important enough that all the Radifas of the Rambam, the Radifas of Klal Yisrael, at the hands of the Christians and the Muslims, were for the express purpose that Klal Yisrael doesn't have to get into the sully themselves in the shmutz. In the shmutz, it should be Eloi Shinu es Malbusham, Eloi Shinu es Lashoinu. That Klal Yisrael halzach kedoshim tiyu, kikodesh ani Hashem alekeichem, and the dirty work, so to speak. The dirty work, hamdach the bnei Edom, the bnei Yishmael, that will ultimately, if nothing else, that the psoilus of Klal Yisrael is something which is able to bring about the goyim and the rest of the Welt, to bring them closer to us. But at the same time, we need to keep on increasing more and more the authentic Yiddishkeit, the authentic Das HaEmes, that the Umos HaOlam have what to look at ultimately, and we're getting closer and closer to the Zman HaGeula HaSida, and Mirtz Hashem is Alpaka Zoichazan. It says there in the Tehillim and Kuf Lamed Beis that all of Albish Boishes, Oivav Albish Boishes, Yishmo, and Gans B'nei, Al B'nei Yishmo, Oivav Albish Boishes, all of Yotzitz Nizroi, and Mashiach Ben David should be Aleim Yotzitz Nizroi from Mashiach Ben David.